We bring in Mark Murphy of Inside the Auburn Tigers, who looks like Auburn, has found their man to replace Gene Chizik, and that was Gene Chizik's offensive coordinator, was Arkansas State's head coach, Gus Malzahn.
Yeah, definitely an interesting hire. A guy very familiar with Auburn, the personnel, and is a very popular offensive coordinator here. Had a good season at Arkansas State, winning the Sun Belt Conference. And, you know, it's interesting. There's going to be – Auburn can be – fans can be very opinionated. There's going to be a lot of different opinions on this hire. A lot of fans are going to be wishing for a higher profile hire. Other guys want somebody with a defensive background. But I think generally people really like Gus. His offenses were fun to watch at Auburn, and particularly – the first 2 years when he had more rein on how to run things. Year three, Gene Chizik made him slow things down, not run the offense the way he wanted to, and they weren't nearly as effective when they had to play at a lot slower tempo than they did in 2009 and 2010.
So, Mark, what does Charles Barkley do now?
Well, that's a good question. I imagine Charles likes points a lot, and Charles is a pretty good fan. He was actually in the stands in Tuscaloosa for that terrible ending of the season, and I know a lot of Auburn fans decided they'd rather go to the dentist than spend the afternoon at Bryant-Denny Stadium because people could see that team not having a chance to beat Alabama. So know Charles well, and he's very supportive of Auburn. So,
you said the Auburn fans are very opinionated. I think most fans are. What is the general response to, you know, Gus being the
If our message board's any indication, at AUTigers.com, I'd say it's about 75% happy, about 25% unhappy. The levels of unhappiness range from utter disgust to just mild disgust. That's, you know, whoever they hired, there were going to be people
that when he was there and they were able to win the national championship, how many of those players, that system that he ran, how many of those players are still there so that, you know, they'll be able to know that system and he'll be able to slide right back in?
Oh, really, a lot of them are because the bulk of the guys they recruited when he was offensive coordinator are still around. So, and, you know, interesting, all the quarterbacks on campus run that system. And they tried to run a different system this year, and if you watched Auburn play, you could see the quarterback play was an issue because they weren't NFL drop-back pro-style quarterbacks, and they had problems executing it.
Joining us is Mark Murphy of Inside the Auburn Tigers. Gus Malzahn is leaving Arkansas State, will be the next head coach at Auburn University, replacing Gene Chizik. And, Mark, the way this year went, wow, did you ever think that it would unravel this quickly?
No, not really, because, you know, they won 8 games the previous year. They actually didn't lose a lot of players from the previous year. Of course, they lost the offensive and defensive coordinators. And, you know, the assumption was there would be some problems on offense changing to a new system. Defensively, they brought in Brian Van Gorder from the NFL, a guy who had success in the SEC at Georgia. And I think that was like the huge disappointment because really nobody saw that coming because they had a lot of starters back on defense, a lot of backups back on defense. The defense just really let them down, and particularly early in the season when they needed to build some confidence and give the offense a little boost. They just weren't there to do that. And, you know, after – they lost that close game to Clemson in the opener. You could see the confidence drain away. And then when they lost to LSU 12-10 that game, you could see the confidence really drain away. And they just never were a team that really believed in themselves after that. And it showed. And then they had some key injuries. And you guys know that if you're starting 2 freshman offensive tackles in the SEC, that is not a good thing, particularly – when you got quarterback issues, and that was a problem. And then one of the freshmen got hurt early in the season, and they had to replace him with another true freshman, and that didn't work out real well either.
Yeah, in the SEC, a lot of true freshmen starting on your team, that's never really a good thing. I've only seen one true freshman come in, and that was Sean Andrews, my 4 years at Arkansas, that could just come in and dominate and hold his own. It's tough for a true freshman to come in and you know, have a lot of success. Now, if you redshirt freshman, that's a little bit different. With Gus, did he take any of the coaches with him everywhere he's gone? Do you think, how many coaches that are with him at Arkansas State do you believe will come to Auburn, and what Auburn coaches will stay there?
I don't think the whole staff's going to come in mass, but I think there will definitely be several of them coming. So, you know, who exactly is coming with him, we'll probably know in the next couple of weeks.
Well, Mark, I guess he's back, or Christy Malzahn, his wife, is back house hunting there on the plains.
I would guess that won't be long before it starts. so probably a good time to buy a house. Interest rates are down.